Friday, March 25, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRehove. Making headlines. The South African Reserve Bank left its repo rate unchanged on Thursday at 5.5%, but raised its inflation forecast and struck a bullish tone on growth. The Monetary Policy Committee's hawkish tone suggests that rates will start increasing before the end of the year, as many analysts anticipate. However, Governor Jill Marcus declined to comment on the timing of any rate increase. Marcus said inflation would probably average 4.7% this year and 5.7% in 2012, higher than previous forecasts of 4.6% and 5.3% respectively. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization said it would enforce a Libya no-fly zone, but stopped short of taking full command of the United Nations-backed military operations to protect civilians from forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Western jets pounded targets in southern Libya on Thursday, but failed to prevent government tanks re-entering the western city of Misrata, whose main hospital was besieged by tanks and government snipers. Western commanders hope rebel forces in eastern Libya will overthrow Gaddafi, but the return of tanks to Misrata under cover of darkness highlighted the difficulties they face in trying to force the Libyan leader to cease fire. Democracy needed to produce good results, and a strong opposition was not integral to its successful functioning, President Jacob Zuma said on Thursday. There are some who say that to have a good democracy, we need a strong opposition. Democracy must produce results, Zuma said at a Progressive Business Forum dinner at the Gallagher Convention Centre in Midrand, urging the business community to support the ANC ahead of the upcoming local government elections. He said that supporting the ANC is an investment that is done wisely. Zuma added that the ANC's policies had led to a reduction in poverty. Also making headlines, the acid mine water problem affects small parts of the Northwest, the Free State and the Northern Cape, in addition to Gauteng, the province's local government MEC said. Egypt has approved a new law easing curbs that choked political life under deposed President Hosni Mubarak, opening the door for the formation of new parties that will compete in elections this year. And 10 people have been removed from the Midvaal voters roll by the Independent Electoral Commission after complaints they were bussed in to register in the area, Mayor Timothy Nast said. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.